This is Stronger Than Before, Take Charge of Your Healing to Survive and Thrive with Breast Cancer, written and read by Alison Porter. For my mother, who lost her life to metastatic breast cancer as I was learning to save mine. Introduction. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm's all about. And that quote is from Haruki Murakami from Kafka on the Shore. Breast cancer isn't for sissies. To survive this storm, you're going to have to dive deep and discover every trace of feminine feistiness you can muster. And if you're up for the challenge, you'll do it your own way. Your life is at stake. Not just the one you had before cancer swept in like a hurricane, but the one you'll go on to have when the storm has passed. The book you're listening to now is the one I went looking for when I first heard those two devastating words, breast cancer. I wanted a pathway, something to guide me through this frightening new world of hospital appointments and fast-paced choices. I read everything I could lay my hands on, from the most technical medical texts to the latest in natural anti-cancer diets, but nothing could give me the bigger picture and help me find my way through the process of treatment and all the painful emotions that came with it. What I didn't know then was that while every woman's diagnosis and experience of the disease is unique, it is possible to lay out a roadmap that anyone can follow to support them through the process and make the choices that are right for them. You probably didn't know that there are different types of breast cancer. I didn't. It all seemed like one amorphous disease to me, so I was surprised to discover that there are several different types. And it's a disease that affects one in every eight women. Think of your close circle of friends. If it's not you, then the chances are that you'll be supporting at least one of them through it. And those numbers are rising. While more of us are surviving the disease, more of us are contracting it. We don't just need help in surviving breast cancer, we need help in preventing it too. The pathway to finding the treatment that's right for you means looking at cancer through a new frame, demystifying it and being open to the possibility that it has a message for you. At first, you'll panic and just want it gone. Then you'll realize that you need to understand the full ramifications of the treatment options you're being given. At this point, your inner feisty feminine will be waking up. During my treatment, I called her the Amazon Queen. She's the part of you who knows how to stand up for yourself with an intuitive sense of what will work for you and what won't. She's an Amazon because, like me, you may have to face the future as a one-breasted woman. And she's a queen because the one overriding quality you need in this process is sovereignty. You will be challenged on a daily basis by people who are certain they know what is in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?